AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5 and the podcast.
Yeah, if you missed any of today's show, you can listen to it. And I talk about, I suppose, technology and how Bluetooth can bring you undone at certain times.
It certainly can. And a nail salon, a normal trip to a nail salon with a twist. And a bloke that probably shouldn't have been there. Also, Sam from The Bachelorette booted out. He's a voiceover artist. Can anyone sound like AJ?
I was going to say, I went to Hoppy's. You know, Hoppy's car wash. Because I clean, mostly wash my car myself.
Not then that why often. Are you going to Hoppy's?
Well, I don't do it that often. But I needed a good job compared to what I get. So I went to Hoppy's, the car washer. I think it's, is it Healy's?
Ian Healy's place. It's Ian Healy's. It is Ian Healy's place. Oh, here's Hobbies. A song for you. He's at the car wash.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, it's good. So, ask him to do the inside, the outside, and it's pretty good there. Bridge, you've been there. You said that
when
you go there, you can sit back, relax. They just take your car, clean it, and you sit there, have a coffee, have something to eat.
It's all brilliant. Done. I get a fresh juice and I catch up on all the phone calls, like family members, like Dad.
Exactly right. And that's what I did. And that's what I thought. You little beauty, I'll do that. If you see my phone. Quite regularly I have my phone. It's broken. Like it's all, the glass is broken on it, like
true.
Most phones. So I ring Cherie and she rings. I said, hello. Doesn't work.
Oh, no.
So I'm there for an hour. The phone doesn't work. So I thought, okay, I'll try her again. It's got to work because you don't want to ring anyone else. So I tried it again. And you could see it ticking in 1, 2, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Hello.
Well, that didn't annoy
hello.
You.
Hello. Nothing.
Oh.
Third time lucky. You little ripper. Ring Cherie, nothing. And then a gentleman comes in from out the back. He goes, Mr. Everett. I said, yeah. He goes, can you please turn your Bluetooth off? I can hear your wife in the car.
Oh!
And, gee, she's got some colourful language. Just a trick for punters. Turn your Bluetooth off.
Go on, Peter. Well, you bothered watching it, so have a quick talk about it.
Oh, The Bachelorette. It's on every Wednesday, Thursday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. Can't miss it. Sophie's down to the last five or six, so it's getting to the pointy end, and it's going to be every rose ceremony now. She's going to be in tears. She found it very hard last night.
Yes.
But I think, sad to say, this guy was always going to be on the outer.
He was out. Sam with the crazy hair.
Oh, is this the voiceover guy?
Voiceover guy.
Oh, this will be fun.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, hey.
Boy, how you going?
You have your voiceover voice on today.
Morning.
I've been talking since 5 a.m., so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to run out.
That makes four of us.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It.
Hey, milk it while you can, mate, because this is probably the only day. All right, you were booted out. You must have looked last night at it and gone, oh, I was a little bit cocky. Have a listen.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I'm definitely sad. Sophie is missing out on something here.
What's happening, mate? Yeah, did you look back and go, yeah, I thought I had it in the bag. Now looking at it, I really didn't.
Played it wrong?
Look, I just think between each episode, there's quite a lot of time. And Sophie and I had a lot of incredible moments as well. So, I had a very unique journey on it, I think, because of that rose from the first night. I kind of guessed maybe I relaxed a little bit too much, I thought. But you know what? The relationship between the two of us definitely, I think, ran its course. I just sort of had to sit back and watch that happen, which is okay. We were very similar. So sometimes it's required to have opposites attract, I think.
Do you think people buy into it too much? Do you start looking into it way too much? But look, I'm more interested in your hair. Are they? I've seen it a couple of times, and I've had mohawks, I've had the shaved green, pink coloured hair, I've had dreadlocks. But what was happening? You had the comb over, you had everything going.
Mate, I generally wear hats and I generally wear beanies a lot of the time. So, look, I'm happy to shave that just for the right charity at some point.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
I'll look at that. Yeah.
Can we be honest? Is it? And it's fine. It's totally cool. But is it covering a ball patch?
No, there's a widow's peak. It's not.
It's a widow's peak.
It's more laziness, I think, in the way that I wear it. That's all.
Okay.
Just complete laziness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair call. Now, look, are you probably going to get some work out of this? A lot of people do go on The Bachelor for that, which is awesome. I think it's great. You're a voiceover artist, so I love you. I love your old person. Can you do your? I'll do an old person to you. You can do it back to me. Okay.
You could be a couple.
Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
And now
joining us this morning is Sam from The Bachelorette. Hello, good morning, Sam.
Yes. You're going to have to speak up slightly. I seem to have dropped my hearing aid in the drain earlier. It still works, but it's just a little bit, it's got a crackle to it. Speak up, please.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, I got you there, Dale.
All right. Now, look, that might be great, but there's one person in the studio here, and I know that you can take off any character. But whether you can get the dulcet tones of this guy...
One of the greats.
Now, when AJ talks, you have to repeat what he says. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
My very good friends at Madison's Calf in Broadbeach.
My very good friends at Madison Cowns in Crown Beach.
Man, that's deep.
And that's his real voice. AJ, say hi to Sam.
Not really. How are you, Sammy?
Right in the sheet, mate. Right in the sheet.
That was pretty good. That was you keep working on it. I'll give you my number after the interview, and we'll keep working on it. I'm sure
let's get there.
You'll get there.
Beautiful.
Very good friend, Sam.
And good luck spreading your magic dust. That was weird, Sam.
Yeah.
But you and your magic dust, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only two times I said it, too. Mm. They ran with that.
Yeah, they did.
What else do you say?
Yeah. Very good. Very quick, Sammy, before you go, who will win?
Yeah.
I've had a punt on this, which is more important.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
who's going to win
Sam,
it?
Sam. Who's going to win?
It's got to be a toss-up between Jimmy and Stu, doesn't it, I believe.
Is that a what? Jimmy,
James.
James, yes!
James and Stu.
Yes.
I reckon there's a lot of tossing up going on, but anyway...
Definitely, yeah. The bathroom. You don't want a black light in there.
Mate, you're a champ.
That was awesome.
Sammy.
Well done. Well
done. Hey, enjoy Thor tonight. Bridge and Spider and our lovely producer Camille and Herb are on the Red Stitch tonight. They were invited onto the red carpet, but they're not quite on it. They're on the Red Stitch.
We didn't make the list.
I've got a wedding. Down at Salt. So I'm hoping so much for my great friends, Vic Frost. This means nothing to you, but Vic is a legendary harness driver and trainer over the years. He's won Miracle Miles.
Who
and
gets married
Eddie Dominion
then?
And
who gets married on one of the major race days if you're a horse person?
Mm. Well, that's a very contentious issue.
That is a good point.
I want to wish Gail and Vic all the best for their great wedding tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to.
And to all the ladies and men who are coming to the Narang RSL today for the breast cancer lunch we do every year. It's a beauty. Then Thor, then Status Quo tonight at the Star. What a day.
Yeah, what a day.
What are you doing, Peter?
You enjoy the oil Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get the midnight oil on Sunday and do some gardening.
Do it in an old person's voice like Sam.
I will. What?
Do some gardening.
I'm going to go do my garden.
That was hopeless.
Look, I'm not a real girly girl, and I find it a bit of a hassle, but I do it when I have to. You know, I don't know, just upkeep, just getting your nails done and all that kind of thing. You guys don't understand. But, hey, all I'll say is maybe very soon you will. That's just a little bit of a hint. Something that's happening next week. Anyway, so I've got a lot of events coming up and I thought, I better get my nails done. So I went somewhere. Look, I'm not going to say where. I'll just say there's a lot of these establishments and you know, ladies, I've spoken about this before. I'd rather go to a place where they talk about you in a different language and not to you because I don't care.
Well, you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of how's your day, what you're doing. I'd rather go to like an establishment where it's cash only. And they're, you know, they look at your feet and then they go, and it's someone else. And you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm not offended.
No,
you could
exactly.
say anything you want. So anyway, I turn up and this was a new one, ladies. They told me to dip my hand in some solution. It was that strong, I thought I wasn't going to have any hands left. I didn't know what it was. And this is what's really annoying because you never book. You're always in the shopping centre and go,
I'm
just going to run in.
I'm Insky.
And they always like, come in, you know, I always say this, you've heard me say it before, they always do the, they entice you, come in, darling. And you say, have you got any time? And they never do, but they always go, yeah, sit there in that booth, yeah, over there. And you're like, oh, okay, here we go. And then what happens is the lady started on me, and then another lady came in and went, have you got any time? Yeah. Sit down there, neck to her. And then she started cheating
on
me.
You should work at one of these places.
She started cheating on me. So she's halfway through mine, leaves me, and starts cheating on me with the other girl. And I'm looking at the other girl, I'm like, oh, geez, I was first here.
Two for one.
So then there's two people with one girl working on and going back and forth. I'm like, just stick to one of us, can you? And I was here first. So anyway, after that, the cheating incident happened. This guy walked in and he walked up to the counter. They all start going, hello. He's like, g'day. Now, let me set it up. He's wearing a blue singlet, a Bintang singlet.
Fair enough.
Quite a large waist on him.
Well paid for.
Yes, stubbies and thongs. He looks very awkward.
Norm.
He certainly doesn't look like he should be there. And he goes, I'm just here for my appointment. Should I come back? And I'm thinking, what kind of appointment are you here for?
1 o'clock.
Cash only, 1 o'clock. And he looks awkward. The girls start laughing because you can't see behind their masks.
No.
Going, oh. And they're like, not yet, sir, not yet. You'll come back later. Okay, what is happening?
There's another room. In a shopping centre.
Yes, there's another room. Is there another room? It was all really awkward. He comes back with his big pot belly, with his thongs, with his stubbies on. She goes, yeah, over there. You go sit in that one. He sits down and gets a pedi and a mani.
No
the Aussiest
way.
Bloke I
no.
have ever seen in my life.
See?
That was his form of a happy ending. Each to their own, I say.
There's an old story. You never judge a book by its cover.
Or a bookie.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.